Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 6 through 19. Brethren, it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his descendants, but through Isaac shall your descendants be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are reckoned as descendants. For this is what the promise said, "About this time I will return, and Sarah shall have a son." And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told, "The elder will serve the younger, as it is written, 'Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.' What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means, for he says to Moses, 'I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.' So it depends not upon man's will or exertion, but upon God's mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, 'I have raised you up for the very purpose of showing my power in you, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth.' So then he has mercy upon whomever he wills, and he hardens the heart of whomever he wills. But you will say to me then, 'Why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will?'" Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 32 through 36, and chapter 11, verse 1. The Lord said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes will be those of his own household." And when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. On this day, the 15th of June, we commemorate Amos the prophet. The prophet Amos was from the city of Theocui in the land of Zebulun. He was an unlearned man, a shepherd of goats and sheep, as he testifies concerning himself. He began to prophesy 2 years before the earthquake, which some say took place in the 25th year of the reign of Uzziah, king of Judah, about the year 785 BC. Later, however, Amasias, the false prophet of Bethel, brought about his death. His book of prophecy, divided into 9 chapters, is ranked 3rd among the minor prophets. This Amos is different from the prophet Esaias's father, who also was called Amos. His name means bearer of burdens. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.